It was approximately 12:15 when I entered the Johnson County Community Health Clinic. I was there for an appointment that I had set up weeks ago, just a routine checkup. It wasn't a new place for me. I had been there a couple times before. However, the place had an odd, nostalgic feel to it. As if it were a location from my childhood or something. And I could never pinpoint exactly what this feeling was, or where it came from. As I walked in, an overwhelming feeling of déjà vu swept over me. The hum of the flickering, fluorescent lights, the white tile flooring, and the muted beige paint that colored the walls. I noticed that there was a TV mounted in the corner, a smaller flat screen that was playing a short PowerPoint slideshow on loop of ads and events that were being held by the clinic. I passed the empty waiting area, a small area of the main room with magazines, child's playthings, and blue cushion chairs, and approached the woman at the front desk. She was sitting in her bluish-gray office chair, looking at a spreadsheet on the same Windows XP desktop that they've had since 2008. There was a sign-in sheet on the counter in front of me. "I have an appointment with Dr. Pebbins?" I asked. "What time?" 12:30, I replied. She began typing something into her keyboard. Yes, she responded. "Gary Johnston?" "Mm-hmm." "Yes, I'll tell the doctor. Please fill this out." She handed me a clipboard which held a simple fill-out form. I walked back into the waiting area, took a seat, and began to fill out the form. I was about halfway done with filling in my information when I slumped back in my chair. I hadn't gotten much sleep the night prior, and I was pretty exhausted. As I slumped back, I noticed something very peculiar. My head never hit the wall. In fact, it almost felt like it felt like it went in. I got up, quite frightened, and looked at the wall. Nothing. Nothing, not a single hole or dent had been made in the wall by my head. So I reached to touch the wall. And my fingers went through it. I recoiled in shock. What the hell was that? I thought. As I reached to touch the wall again, only to find my fingers had clipped through once more. Then, suddenly, I lost my balance, tripped, and fell directly through the wall. I fell face first onto some dirty tan carpeting. Upon getting back up, I realized that I was in a completely different room. Well, not really a room, per se. It was more so of a set of rooms, all of which were connected by openings. The walls were covered in gross tan pattern wallpaper, and there was also an overwhelming stench of moist carpet. Terrified, I turned back around and tried to put my hand back through the wall. But it wouldn't go through. Okay, what the fuck? I muttered. I looked back into the room. There were no windows, no doors, nothing on the walls from what I could see. Other than that disgusting wallpaper, of course. It was completely empty. Aside from a singular, plastic, blue school chair. At this point, the only thing going through my mind was fear, and the repeating thought of, I need to leave, on loop in my head. I started running through the rooms, desperately trying to find an exit. But to no avail. There was no exit. Everywhere I ran, it felt like I was running forever, and there was just nothing. Nothing but that sea of disgusting wallpaper and moist-smelling carpet for what felt like miles. There was no exit. Was this my permanent location? Until I died? No. No, 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 no. There had to be a way out. I wasn't just going to be left here, right? Eventually, someone would notice I was gone. And eventually, I had to find a way out. There was no way I was trapped in this nightmarish place. But I never did find a way out. And nobody ever did notice I was gone. At least, not from what I could tell. Nobody ever found me. I was never able to find anybody else in this place. It was just me. Then, suddenly in the distance, I heard footsteps. I heard footsteps, but Not those of humans. At least, not a normal human. Alongside the footsteps was this gurgling snarling, almost like that of an angry animal. I began to run. I ran as fast as I could from whatever the hell was approaching me. I didn't want anything to do with it. I ran for what seemed like forever. But I was always back in the same room I started in. At least it looked like the same room, not that I could tell them apart. It was just constant looping of the same wallpaper and the same carpet, occasionally that stupid blue chair, and just the endless sound of my echoing footsteps, my ragged breathing, and that whatever the hell it was that was following me. After what felt like forever of running, I sat down, exhausted, my heart pounding in my chest, my lungs throbbing and my legs feeling like they were on fire. An overwhelming feeling of defeat swept over me like cold water. As well as a feeling of dread filling my body. I was no longer able to hold back the tears as I started to cry. I was going to die here. I was so certain of it then. I was going to die here. Nothing's changed. I'm still here. I'm still here in this horrible, endless nightmare. I haven't left. Sometimes I would try and wander around some more, hoping maybe, just maybe, I would finally find an exit and escape this place, wake up from this nightmare I found myself trapped in. But I never did. And at this point, I've completely given up trying. I've accepted my fate. I'm going to die here. I'm sure of it. And all that will be left is the stupid, stupid recount of what's happened to me. Something I doubt will ever make it to the outside. I doubt anyone will ever find me or hear my story and know what happened to me. I'm going to die in this place all alone. And I've accepted that. And I've accepted that whatever it is that's been following me is going to find me soon, and I don't know what'll happen then, but I know it won't be good. In fact, I can actually hear footsteps. I wonder who that could be.